Doctors say the science to prevent sports-related head injuries has advanced tremendously in the last couple of years. At the same time, high school athletes are generally getting bigger and faster. Dr. Michael Collins says as strong as athletes may be, they're no match for the laws of physics.
Force equals mass times acceleration, and the heavier athletes are, the faster they're moving, the more forces are on the football field, and this is an injury that's probably only going to increase.
Collins and other researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Sports Concussion Program were asked by helmet maker Rydell to test one of their new models. The Revolution helmet has more padding at the jaw and temple. It's designed to deflect force. 1,000 high school football players wore that helmet, while others wore another brand. The Revolution reduced the risk of concussion 31%. However, it did not shorten recovery time. A UW sports med specialist in Madison says the study's well-intentioned, but perhaps flawed. Dr. David Bernhardt notes the on-field review did not take into account which players wore what helmets.
Certain positions, like running back and quarterback, may be more at risk than linemen and punters and place kickers, for instance. And they don't go into that in the study.
Neither does the study take into account bench warmers, who are less likely to get hurt. It's estimated half the state's high school athletes with concussions never know they have a head injury. Concussions can be hard to diagnose. Not all people lose consciousness. Sometimes players don't want to be taken out of a game. They may not tell a coach about headache or nausea, or they simply may not recognize the sometimes subtle signs indicating something's wrong with their brain. Dr. Mark Hallett is director of sports medicine at ThetaCare in Menasha.
The typical concussed athlete I compare to a drunk driver in that they really don't understand the amount of their impairment.
Hallett and other doctors say it's important parents and coaches prevent players from going back too soon after a head injury. The Pittsburgh study showed it took 3 weeks for the majority of players to recover from a concussion, even in the newly designed helmet. The study's author warns that headgear, no matter how well designed, can't change the fact that the brain inside our skull is like an egg yolk in a shell. Shake it too much, and it could break. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.